Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, a pleasure to have you back with us. A new player on the congressional corner, and we love having you. So let me start by asking you about immigration reform. Many of our towns, I live over in the real west part of the state in Great Barrington, and I find that you go into a restaurant, the people who are the infrastructure of those restaurants are quite often people from Mexico or other places. So they are staffing us. They are here. They're 12 million strong, we're told, and yet they are being treated, I suspect, as basically indentured folks because they don't have a lot of the rights that other Americans do.
Well, look, we need comprehensive immigration reform not only results in more secure borders, but also helps the people who are here have a pathway to citizenship. The immigrant community that has come into Massachusetts and that has been working in businesses, like you mentioned, all over the country, have been a great source of, a great positive source to our economy. I mean, they've not been a drain. They've been taking jobs, quite frankly, that a lot of citizens right now do not want to. Do not want to take. So, we ought to figure out a way to get them to come forward. They'll pay a fine, and they'll be able to then have a pathway to citizenship. They won't go to the front of the line. They'll be at the back of the line, but they won't be deported in the process. And they'll be given cards to be able to continue to work. So I think that's, a sensible way to proceed. The other thing, we also need to figure out how to make our legal immigration a process less onerous, so that you don't have to wait 100 years to be able to conclude a pathway to citizenship. So, I strongly support comprehensive immigration reform. I'm hopeful that we can get it done this year, and it's long overdue.
Now, I'm sure that you and I agree on that one, but what about the Republicans?
There are Republicans in the House and in the Senate that are, coming toward supporting immigration.
Why?
Because I think Republicans are coming to support it because they looked at the results in the last election, we have a larger Latino community in this country than ever before, and that community came out and voted for Obama overwhelmingly, and I think the Republicans are starting to realize that immigration is a big issue for a lot of these people, and if they don't come out in favor of it, then, they'll never have a chance at winning their votes. I mean, I think for the Republicans, it's purely political. But in my view, is no matter why you want to support immigration reform, if you can support it and get it passed into law, it's a good thing.
What about the failure of background checks in the Congress? What do you make of
that? I'm heartsick over that. I can't believe that we couldn't get the votes to pass a universal background check. Of all the things that we could do, that to me seemed like the least controversial. Basically saying that everybody, whether you buy a gun at a gun store or over the internet or at a gun show, that you have to have a background check. I don't know why anybody's in favor of making it easier for criminals to be able to buy guns, but that's essentially what those who voted against this procedure said. If you're a criminal or you have a history of violence or of severe mental illness, what they're saying, by defeating this, you're saying it's okay for those people to go out and buy guns. I think it's just awful with the result of the Senate vote, and my hope is we could try to figure out a way to bring it back up again and get it passed.
90%, I read, of the American people, maybe this is wrong, but it seems to me I heard 90% may not be for, total gun packages, assault weapons, and the rest, but they were for this issue of total background checks. How can a representative body vote against what 90% of the people want?
Well, I think a lot of those who voted against it were afraid of the National Rifle Association. I think they were afraid of getting primaries from the right when it comes to Republicans. Mm-hmm. I think the Democrats that voted against it, wanted to have the NRA on their side when they run for re-election next time around. But I agree with you. I mean, it is stunning that on an issue where 90% of the American people are in agreement that we can't get the votes to do this. And, we have had, massacre after massacre occur in this country. The latest being the Newtown tragedy. The fact that Congress is sitting around twiddling its thumbs and not doing anything to try to prevent future massacres is beyond comprehension. I regret very much what the Senate did, and I hope we can get the votes to kind of bring it back up again and pass it.
Jim McGovern, you made a point when we first started talking. You got an exemption so that you could be on the Agriculture Committee.
Correct.
There are a lot of farms in your district.
Right.
So tell me what the big issues for farmers are.
Well, there are a lot of big issues for farmers, but the reason why I first got on the Agriculture Committee when I had primarily an urban district was because I care very much about the issue of hunger and food insecurity and nutrition. And the SNAP program, which used to be known as food stamps, is under the Agriculture Department. And so my passion has been, trying to figure out a way to end hunger in America. We have 50 million people who are hungry, 16 million of them are children. It's a disgrace. But part of the solution to that is supporting our small and medium-sized farms. And one of the things I want to do is to make sure that the small and medium-sized farms that exist in Massachusetts and all throughout the country get the support they need from the USDA so they can be profitable and get the support that they need so they can update their equipment and get the loans that they may need. I'm learning as I'm going through my new district a lot of the specific issues that farmers are facing. But I believe very strongly that agriculture, which a lot of people don't recognize, it's a big part of Massachusetts' economy already. I want it to be even a bigger part. I support farmers markets. I've supported making WIC and SNAP be able to be used at farmers markets all over the country. But I'm a believer in agriculture, and I'm learning a lot from the farms that I'm visiting.
We're getting a lot of mail about genetic seeds and things of that kind. Monsanto is quite frequently in my mail. What do you make of that whole thing?
Well, we've been eating genetically modified foods for quite a while. I believe, however, that people ought to know what they're eating. And so I've been in favor of labeling of foods so that people know that there's no genetically modified, no GMOs in this particular product. I mean, I think people should have the right to know what they're eating. There are some things that are genetically modified that, I think you can make the case have not been bad. There are other things, and I think some companies like Monsanto sometimes go a little bit too far to the other end, but we ought to have a thoughtful discussion about this. But at a minimum, we ought to have labeling so people know what they're eating. I don't think that should not be controversial, although for a lot of companies it is, but I'm a believer that products should be labeled.
Let me ask you one last question because we only have 2 minutes left,
yeah.
But about national security. I'm a little concerned when I saw the Boston guys being considered for not having the same criminal justice rights as everybody else. I think that's a dangerous road to go down. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, look, to me, we need a new definition of national security. I mean, that includes more than, the weapons or military bases that we have around the world. We've got to be focusing on things that strengthen us here at home. People worry about jobs and good education and health care and good infrastructure and a clean environment. All those things are part of our national security. And I think that, in terms of combating terrorism, we need a strong, intelligence community to be able to, help us prevent things from happening like what happened in Boston and what happened on 9/11. But we have to understand one thing. I think it was Daniel Patrick Moynihan who said this. Democracy requires courage. I don't want to turn us into a police state where we have drones flying over us morning, noon, and night so that everybody can figure out where we are at every single second. I think there's a balance here that we have to strike, but we shouldn't sacrifice our civil liberties. We shouldn't throw away the Constitution. We need to understand that in a democracy, it's not a police state. And my hope is that, in this case, this guy will be held accountable for what he did, this terrible tragedy, which I'll tell you has, again, it's one of those things that it defies comprehension, or I can't understand why anyone would do what he did. But I expect the court system will bring justice here.
Well, Jim McGovern, I can't tell you how pleased we are to have you as a regular on the Congressional Corner, and I can't wait till the next time that we see you. But it comes up more frequently than maybe even you will understand.
Well, I'm looking forward to being on the show again.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. Many thanks.